الله عليك يا رسول الله وعلى أهل بيتك المعصومين المنتجبين الميامين المظلومين لعن الله ظالمين لكم من الأولين والآخرين إلى قيام يوم الدين. السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين يا خليفة التقى وسلو العلا وإمام الهدى أبا حسن أبا حسن صلى الله عليك يا أبا الحسن وعلى روحك وبدنك صبرت وأنت الصادق المصدق. لعن الله من قتلك بالأيدي والألسن فيا ليتنا كنا معكم سيدي فنفوز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. يا علي، سلمك سلمي وحربك حربي. We continue with our subject from last night concerning the dhulm and the injustices that were done against Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam fi kutub al-tariq wal-hadith, in the books of history and the books of hadith. We said last night, there is no companion of the Prophet who has been dealt with such injustice as Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And with this regard, you can divide this injustice into two groups. One is narrations concerning his excellence and fada'il, which were intentionally suppressed and ignored or rejected by Muslim scholars. And the other group were fabricated traditions to describe filthy, sinful, and disgraceful characteristics to the character and shakhsiyat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. We are still on the first category, where we are talking of examples where his excellence and his fadila were intentionally suppressed. The next example that we wish to present is concerning the Ayatul Wilaya. Ayatul Wilaya is chapter 5 of the Quran, verse 55. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innama waliyukum Allah wa rasuluhu walladhina amanu alladhina yuqimuna as-salat ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. Numerous commentators of the Quran, numerous mufassireen from the Ahlus Sunnah have quoted that one day a beggar came to the mosque of the Prophet begging for some food, and there was no one in the mosque who could help him. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was in the midst of salat, and as the beggar was leaving disappointed, he extended his hand while he was in ruku, and the beggar slipped his ring out of his finger, and with that he went and sold it, took the money and purchased some food. when the news of this came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raised his hands in dua and said, Allahumma inna akhi Musa sa'alaka, O Allah, my brother Musa alayhi salam once prayed to you and said to you, Rabbi shrahli sadri, my Lord, expand for me my chest, wayassir li amri, and make my affair, my responsibility easy for me, wahlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli, and untie the knots in my tongue so that people may understand what I am trying to say to them, waj'al li waziram min ahli harun akhi ushdud bihi azri, and appoint for me a wazir from my own family, this Harun, my brother, and strengthen my back with him. Wa ana as'aluka ya Allah, the Messenger of Allah says, and I too am asking you this day, O Allah, Rabbi shrah li sadri, wa yassir li amri, wa hlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli, وَجَعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي عَلِيًّا أَخِي أُشْدُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي. O Allah, expand for me my chest, make my affair easy for me, untie the knots in my tongue so people may understand what I am saying, and appoint for me a wazir from my family, this my brother Ali, strengthen my back with him, as my brother Musa alayhi salam said. فَمَا أَتَمَّ الْكَلَامِ كَلَامُهُ. Before the Prophet could finish his dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse of chapter 5, verse 55. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Your wali, your guardian is Allah and His Messenger. And those who believe, those who establish prayer and give zakat while they are in ruku. When the Prophet received this verse, he said, Aliyun qa'idul barara wa qatilul fajara, mansurum man nasara, makhdulum man khadala. Ali is the leader of the righteous and an opponent of the transgressors and the sinners. Helped by Allah will be he who helps him. Disgraced by Allah will be he who tries to disgrace him. This is the tafsir of this verse, which the Ahl Sunnah have quoted widely amongst them. What does Shaykhul Islam, again, Ibn Taymiyyah, he is held in very high regard amongst the Salafis, amongst the Wahhabi Muslims, Ibn Taymiyyah. He is called Shaykhul Islam. They say if he was not to be called Shaykhul Islam, there is nobody else who deserves to be called Shaykhul Islam. Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, the founder of the Wahhabi movement, took his teachings from Ibn Taymiyyah. Ibn Taymiyyah is the founder of all the Wahhabi ideas. And his student is Ibn al-Jawzi. What does Ibn Taymiyyah say, Ibn Taymiyyah, this Shaykhul Islam, what does he say about this Ayatul Wilayah? He says this hadith is kadhib wa mawdu, lies and fabricated. Wa ma rawahu ahad, nobody narrated this. How can you say no one has narrated this when your mufassireen have narrated this copiously in wide numbers? Al-Wahidi, Al-Suyuti, Al-Zamakhshari, Al-Nisaburi, Al-Ta'labi, Al-Baghawi, these are all Sunni Mufassirin. They have all narrated this whole incident, that it was Ali who gave zakat while in ruku, and this verse was revealed for him. And his student, Ibn al-Jawzi, was asked, how is it possible that Ali mixed an act of worship with a worldly affair at the same time? And he responded with verses of poetry, to say that when one is intoxicated, he is unaware of the vessel. Ali did not mix an act of ibadah with an act that is dunyawiyah. These were both acts of worship. Allah, Ali, in his unique ability to be totally with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was able to perform two acts of worship simultaneously. He was able to pray salat and give sadaqah. Sadaqah is also ibadah, salat is also ibadah. This is Ibn Jawzi answering a person who objects to this. And then there are those who say, you are misinterpreting the verse. The verse is actually saying, your wali is Allah and His Messenger, and those who believe, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and those who establish prayer, وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ, and they give zakat, وَهُمْ رَافِعُونَ, and they do ruku. So there are different groups of people. And Allah knew there will be people like this. That is why before saying وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ, He said وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. So that it does not make sense for Allah to first say those who pray and then again to say those who do ruku. If Allah's intention was to separate this and say that wali are those who pray and those who give charity, then either He should have said الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ and stop there. Or He should not have said يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. He should have said الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. The fact that the salat has already been mentioned before zakat shows that this وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ is connected to يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. Apart from all the abundant proof from the Mufassirin. So this is one other example. The next example that we wish to present tonight is concerning the verse of Quran when Allah revealed إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, Allah and His angels send blessings on the Prophet. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. If you can recite one more salawat. O you who believe, Allah says, you too send blessings on the Prophet and his and peace on him, just like Allah and his angels sent. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in his Musnad and Ibn Hajar in his Sawa'ikul Muhriqa, both very well known books in the non-Shia world, they narrate that the people, when this verse was revealed to the Prophet, they came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, kayfa nusalli alayk? How should we send blessings on you? Allah has commanded us to send blessings on you. How should we send blessings on you? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قولوا اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وآل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم. So Rasulullah is teaching the Muslims how to send blessings on him. He says, say that, O Allah, send blessings and peace on Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did on Ibrahim and the descendants of Ibrahim. And bless Muhammad and Ali Muhammad as you blessed Ibrahim and the descendants of Ibrahim. And thus it became a part of Salat. All the non-Shias, when they pray Salat in their Tashahud, they recite this. Notice, and this is from Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and Ibn Hajar, that Rasulullah did not say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi. That means if you say wa alihi wa sahbihi, that is bid'ah. And if you don't say wa alihi, that is also bid'ah. If you really want to follow the Prophet, then say it exactly the way he taught you how to say it. And ironically, when you read the books of Hadith, they mention the name of the Prophet and only send blessings on him. Either they will say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, or they will say wa alihi wa sahbihi. So they will say that the Prophet, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, they will stop at the Prophet said that say wa alihi. But when they are mentioning his name, they are not saying wa alihi. And they are quoting the hadith that the Prophet is saying say wa alihi. What does Shaykh al-Islam say about this? Shaykh al-Islam, he says, تَقْدِيم أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ عَادَةٌ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ كَتَقْدِيمُ أَهْلُ الرُّؤَسَاءِ. This tendency of pushing forward and raising the family of the prophets is a habit of Jahiliya that the Arabs used to have before Islam, where they used to praise and consider royalty the family of their tribal leaders. Aadatun jahiliya. Meaning the Shia were those people who still had that mentality of jahiliya. So even though most of the Muslims were following a certain path, they broke away and started praising and raising the family of the Prophet and giving them importance and treating them like royalty. This taqdeem of Ahlul Bayt, aadatun jahiliya. Now, let us see what the Muslims say. What do the Muslims think about this? There is a hadith that all Muslims, Shia and Sunni, accept that the Prophet said, مَثَلُ أَهْلُ بَيْتِي كَمَثَلُ سَفِينَةٌ نُوْ مَنْ رَكِبَهَا نَجَى وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهَا غَرِكَ فَهَوَى. The example of my Ahlul Bayt is like the ark of Nuh. Whosoever boards this ark will be saved, and whosoever refuses to board it will drown and perish. This is accepted by both the firqas. Is this aadatun jahiliya? قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. This is in the Quran. I do not want any reward from you except the love of my family. Is this aadatun jahiliya? The Quran itself, chapter 3, verse 33, Surah Ali Imran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمْ وَآلَ عِمْرَانْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah chose Adam and He chose Nuh and He chose the children of Ibrahim and the children of Imran over all other nations. عَادَةٌ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ. So Allah also, na'udhu billah, has this عَادَةٌ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ. In that case, we are proud to have this عَادَةٌ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ because Allah is on our side, the Prophet is on our side. Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4 of the Quran, verse 54. What does Allah says? أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Are people jealous and envious because of what Allah has given them out of His grace? فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. For we have given the children of Ibrahim the book and wisdom, and we have given them a mighty kingdom. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, نَحْنُ مَحْسُودُونَ. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. He says, نَحْنُ مَحْسُودُونَ. We are the ones who are intended in this verse, where Allah says, are people envious and jealous because of what we have given them of our grace? Most surely we have given the descendants of Ibrahim the book and the knowledge and the wisdom and a mighty kingdom. This is the kingdom of the Imam, inshallah, when he appears. But the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, they are descendants of Ibrahim. They are Ahlul Ibrahim. How can you say this is Aadatun Jahiliya? I will stop here for tonight, inshallah, and conclude the subject tomorrow. But these are just some examples of how Muslims who claim to be scholars, who claim to be well-versed with Islam, with Quran, with Hadith, why did they single out and pick only Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam? Wherever his name was included, they wanted to suppress it. When in fact, Ibn Mardaway in his Manaqib Ali bin Abi Talib, he says there are over 300 verses of the Quran that were revealed only for Ali bin Abi Talib. Show me another Sahaba who has that kind of status. Show me the Sahaba who you are comparing with Ali. Show me one verse in their fadil. He says there is not a verse in which Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, praising the believer, except that the first and the leader of them and the foremost amongst them was Ali bin Abi Talib. Wherever Allah says, O you who believe, in praise of them. This Ali is the same Ali that people could not understand. Tonight is the 20th night of Ramadan. In the year 40 AH, Kufa had changed and become another Kufa on this night. People had thronged the house of Ali. There were cries all around as news began to spread. Aywa Sayyida, Aywa Aliya, Aywa Imama. We are told that when Ali was taken back from the mosque of Kufa towards his home, the sun had begun to rise. He looked at the sun and said, Bear witness, O sun, before your Lord, that you have never risen in the past and seen Ali sleeping. This is the first day that you will see Ali sleeping during the day. Ali was taken and kept in the house of Umm Kulthum again. We are told people began coming one after another, trying to get the last audience they could with their Imam. Groups and groups of them began coming. At one point, Ibn Muljam, La'anatullah alayh, was brought before Ali. Look at the mercy of this Imam. What would you do to a person who has taken your life from you? He looks at him in the face. Then he says, It appears as if the ropes you have tied on his hands are too tight. He is in pain. Loosen the rope on his hands. Where will you find a spiritual father as merciful as Ali? When the Prophet was leaving us, he said, Ana wa Aliyun abawai hadhihi al-umma. I and Ali are the fathers of this ummah. We are losing our father. We are losing our spiritual father in these nights. This is not an ordinary man that we are losing. We are told the tribal leaders from Kufa, the elders of the people of Kufa came to visit Ali. Every one of them who came had some questions. At first, Ali kept saying to them, Saluni, saluni, qablan tafqiduni. Ask me, O people, before you lose me. Ask me before you lose me. At one point, though, our Imam became so weak, he began saying, Khaffifu su'alakum bi musibati imamikum. Reduce your questions now because of the musibah that your Imam is experiencing. People were being told now to leave. Ali needs to rest. We have one narration from Asbagh bin Nubata. Asbagh bin Nubata was a very close companion of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says, I went on that day of the 20th of Ramadan. I stood outside the house of Ali with a group of people. We heard some people crying inside the house, so we began crying loudly outside. In a little while, he says, we saw Imam Hassan coming out. He said to us, يَقُولُ لَكُمْ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ انْصَرِفُوا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ is asking you to leave him alone now. He needs to rest. Asbagh bin Nubata says, everybody left there except me. I stood there, I did not leave. A little while passed again. He says, again I heard some voice of people crying inside the house. I began crying loudly outside the house. He says, again Aba Muhammad came out to me and said, Asbagh, did you not hear what I said before? Did you not hear what I said to you that Amir al-Mu'mineen wants to rest, he is asking you to leave? Asbagh says, I began crying loudly to Imam Hassan alayhi salam and saying, Ya Aba Muhammad, my heart will not let me move from here. Every time I wish to leave, my legs will not take me from here. Let me see my Mawla one more time before I leave. He says, Imam Hassan alayhi salam went back inside the house. A little while later he came out again. He said, Asbagh, enter the house. Asbagh is now narrating what he saw. He says, I have never seen my Mawla in this condition. Who is Ali? Ali is the hero of Khaybar and Khandak. He is Batalul Khaybar, Batalul Khandak, Batalul Batal. He is the hero of heroes. Ali is sitting there with his eyes closed, with a band around his head that was yellow in color. Asbar says, by Allah, I don't know what was more yellow, the band on his head or the color of his body had become so yellow with the poison that had gone through his body. Asbar begins to cry. He says, Amir al-Mu'mineen, فَفَتَحَ عَيْنَيْهِ. He opened his eyes and said, لَا تَبْكِي يَا أَسْبَغْ. Why are you crying, O Asbar? Do not cry for me. I am on my way to paradise. Asbar says, yes, Mawla, we know you are on your way to paradise, but how will we live without you after you have gone? And he cries and he asks the Imam for one final hadith. And there is a lengthy narration where the Imam narrates one hadith to Asbar before he leaves. We are told from Muhammad al-Hanafiya, the other son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says the poison had gone through the body of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam all the way down to his toes. His whole body had changed in color. And on the 29th of Ramadan, there was an ajib hal for this Mawla, he says. As he lay on his bed, he would raise one leg and lower the other leg. Then he would raise the other leg and lower the other leg. This was the pain that Amir al-Mu'mineen was going through because of the poison. The physicians had come and taken a look at him. They had all said to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, he will not last for much longer. Do your wasiyat and prepare for his demise. Once everybody had left and the family was left alone, Ali began spending time with his children. He would call Hassan and hug him and cry with him. Sometimes he would look at Hussein and cry. What is it that Ali could see in the face of Hussein? Only he knew. Sometimes he would see Zainab and cry. He would hold Zainab and kiss her and say, Sabran, Sabran, oh my dear daughter, you have a long journey ahead of you yet. After this, Ali began giving his final testament to his children. O children of Abdul Muttalib, always stay with the oppressed, never stay with the oppressor. Allah, Allah, fil yatama, fear Allah with regards to orphans, always be kind to orphans. Allah, Allah, fil nisa, always be kind to women and children, never be cruel to them. Allah, Allah, fi jiranikum, fear Allah with regards to your neighbors, always be considerate concerning your neighbors. Allah, Allah, fi salat, always be conscious about your prayers, never let that become light in your eyes. Allah, Allah, fi baytullah, always be conscious and beware of Allah with regards to the Kaaba. Never forsake Hajj, for if you leave Hajj, you will become scattered and lose your dignity. Allah, Allah, fil jihad, never stop striving in the way of Allah. Allah, Allah, fil Qur'an, oh my dear children, let nobody precede you in the knowledge of the Qur'an, and let not others begin practicing it while you are left behind. Then he said to them, O children of Abdul Muttalib, when I have left, do not take out swords and start saying, we must avenge the death of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. O my children, Ibn Muljim struck me once, Hassan must strike him once as well. Do not strike him more than once. O my children, when Ibn Muljim is dead, do not mutilate his body, for Rasulullah said, do not mutilate even a rabid dog. When Ali had given his wasiyat, he now began calling his children one by one. He began giving them in the hands of Hassan. O Hassan, in your hands I trust Hussein. O Hassan, to you I give Umm Kulthum. O Hassan, to you I give my widows. O Hassan, to you I give my orphans. O Hassan, you are now the head of this family. We have two narrations here concerning Abul Fadl al-Abbas. On one narration we have that Ummul Baneen, the mother of Abbas, was standing crying on one side. Ali sees Ummul Baneen crying, O Ummul Baneen, what is it that makes you weep? Ummul Baneen says to Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you have given everyone to Hassan, why have you left my Abbas? Ali calls Hussein, he calls Abbas, he puts the hands in the hands of Hussein. O Hussein, this Abbas is your responsibility, look after him. Mir Anis tries to capture this particular scene where Hussein and Abbas are standing with Ali, in which he says that Imam Ali first says to Hussein, Afat ka din jo tujhko dikhayege mukaddar, ye us din ye ghulam bohat kam aayega. He tells first to Imam Hussein alayhi salam that, O Hussein, there will come a day when this young boy will be of great use to you, look after him. But then he turns to Abbas and he says, he calls Abbas and says, O Abbas, tu hai Ali kalal, ye hai Mustafa kalal. O Abbas, do not forget, you are my son, this is Mustafa's son. Oh Abbas, never leave the side of Shabbir. Iska malal Ahmad-e Mursal ka hai malal. Oh Abbas, if this Hussein suffers, Ahmad Mursal will suffer as well. There is another narration that is similar to this in which we are told that Zainab alayhi salam was crying and said to her father, Ya Abata biman awsani waman yukallifuni ba'dak. Oh my dear father, with whom are you entrusting me and who will look after me after you have gone? In this particular narration we are told Ali called Abbas and he called Zainab and said, Oh Abbas, I leave Zainab in your hands. Zainab is your responsibility. True enough, for as long as Abbas was alive and he was breathing, Zainab did not have to worry that Ali was not there. At every stage of the way, Abbas looked after Zainab. But there came one day on the 11th of Muharram in the year 61 AH, when Zainab stood all alone in Karbala, there was no Qasim, there was no Akbar. On that day she must have remembered and called out towards Furat, Abbas, my father left me in your trust, where are you, O Abbas? When no answer came back from Furat, the daughter of Ali picked up a broken spear from the sands of Karbala and said, I will now be Abbas for the kafila of Hussein. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون اللهم بحق محمد وعلي وفاطمة والحسن والحسين Oh Allah, we ask you on this night to accept our gathering here. Oh Allah, بحق محمد وعلي محمد, we ask you to forgive our sins. O Allah, bihaqi Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, we ask you to accept our amal in the month of Ramadan. O Allah, bihaqi Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, we ask you to fill our hearts with the love of Ali and Ali Ali. O Allah, bihaqi Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, we ask you for shifa of those who are sick, and we ask you for maghfirah for those who have passed away. O Allah, bihaqi Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, we ask you to hasten the appearance of our imam and make us amongst his ashab and ansar. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim.